I'm Fazzy Forrestal, I'm from Lixnet.
Yeah, and PJ Meehan from Kilmoyle.
So you've
friend of Fazzy's.
Yeah. You've come together, Fazzy and PJ. And Fazzy, I suppose if we bring you back, I met you here in July of 2023 and we were talking about your journey in running. But now your journey has a huge different meaning to you.
Yes, it does. I suppose you could say that, yeah. Well, definitely at the moment anyway, with the challenge ahead and going forward, yeah, has a touch, definitely a different meaning, yeah.
Tell us a bit about what's happened over the last 12 months.
Well, yeah, look, sadly, we lost our son last August.
No, take your time. It's not an easy subject to talk about. PJ, tell us a bit about yourself first and how you got to know Fozzie.
Yeah, well, I suppose Fozzie's well known from his running exploits and would have ran in a lot of races, I suppose, events over the years. Fozzie was in. Fozzie was always up near the top. I was back a little bit further. But over the last few years, got to know Fozzie a little bit better, I suppose, through an event that we host up in Tipperary called Hellevation. And Fozzie would have came in and ran in that. And through Hellevation, then we would we were going on to represent Munster together, I suppose, last year. And because I suppose what happened with Fozzie's son at the time, and that race was postponed, and we ran it later in the year. But I suppose since we met Fozzie and Fozzie came up, and Aidan was there as well, crooning for Fozzie at our event, I suppose. Since that date, we've ran a couple of events together. We've been up the mountains together. We're up in Galway together, and I suppose, you know, a friendship kind of set in from there. And the same with Tom, my buddy for years, who also is part of Hellevation Running.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Fozzie, you're running in with your friendship as well. You know, we talk about different meanings now, but friends really lift you up in difficult times.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, like the friends I have now at the moment, and especially the two boys here, they've made this journey the last 7 months bearable anyway, and give me a focus, which is something you need to have situations, and through running and through their friendship, we're getting to a place we can manage.
Do you mind me asking? Yeah. Did it take you very long to get back to running?
No, I wouldn't say it took me long to get back to running. Because anyone that runs knows that it's an escape from reality, really, when you go out on the roads. It's nice to be able to run and kind of forget what you're coming back to in one way. And so when you do run, it is an escape. So it helps. It helps a lot, like, to run. So, yeah, I was back quick enough. You know, I would sneak out for 10Ks. I did find that now, being kind of mostly pacing races these days for the last year, couple of years, I couldn't really go back to that for a while, because, you know, you have to kind of have a cheerful face on you for them, and just wasn't there at the time. But look, a lot of people, a lot of my friends are on the running community were behind me 100%, behind all of us 100%. Mm. Kept us going, yeah.
Obviously, August was a severely difficult month for you, but you found there was a place for you and your family to stay when Aidan was in hospital at the time.
Yes, yeah. I knew nothing about Brúchan Mamas. And thankfully I didn't know, because anyone that does know, unfortunately, mightn't be in a good place down there, but they are a brilliant place. And when we arrived at the hospital that night, we had a place, if we needed it straight away from them, given to us from the hospital, put us in touch with them, and we had a safe place to go for the children, the kids, because we were there about 3 days, and just it was a burden that we didn't have to think about where would we go or where we put the head down if the kids had to go to bed or whatever had to be done. So it's a facility that, second to none, like, you know, it's a brilliant place. They run a brilliant show there. As long as I was there in the 3 days, I actually never met a single person. It's like a home away from home. Just walk in the door, help yourself to whatever you want there. Beautiful place, nice mellow place, and the rooms are fantastic, kept very well, and so it's definitely a bonus to have it. Like,
and did you realise all of that afterwards? You know, I suppose sometimes reality doesn't hit for a long time and it isn't until you have a bit of time to reflect?
I suppose, yeah, things kind of went, they were so, yeah, it kind of went quick. No, I kind of knew when I was there and I saw the facility, I was kind of taken back from it because it was such a good place, you know, to have. And like, of course, when I had the younger kids, you'd be going, God, where will we stay tonight, you know? But when that was just across the road, it really gave us time then to stay with Aidan, you know, for a few days. So, yeah, it was just good to have it, you know.
Do you mind telling us a bit about Aidan?
Oh, what you want to know? Like, Aidan was a great lad, very good, growing up.
Don't be sorry. Get it out. So important to cry. You knew Aidan as well, PG, did you?
Yeah, only met Aidan once. Met him at a good hurler for Lixnam, by the way, kind of competitors with ourselves in Kilmoyley. But I would have met Aidan once. He crewed for Fozzie at our event in Tipperary just over 12 months ago now, so in April 2025. And, you know, we met him straight away, got on really well with Aidan. I think he was a very sociable person, and he was there with Fozzie helping him out for the whole event. And yeah, that was it, just a lovely lad.
Mm-hmm. And tell us a bit about the challenge that you've decided to take on for Aidan.
Right. From my side anyway, the two boys approached me one day, rang me and said they would like to do a long run because nothing can be short with the two boys. And they would like me to join them, and they would like to raise funds for Brúchan Bamas because they had heard about it. So they originally set a slightly different challenge, but that was changed then when they realised that they rang me one day again and said, look, that it had no connection to Aidan, that challenge, and they would like to do something for Aidan, you know, and have a connection. So they asked me what he'd like to do. So I just said he'd love to go home. He'd love to visit his grandma, granddad in Kilkenny. So they said, right, that's what we'll do. So
we all decided to run
from Kerry originally to Kilkenny. And then the boys had suggested, sure, let's go to Cork then afterwards to finish in Brúchan Bamas. And yeah, we just had a chat about it, and I thought the reverse way would be a little bit nicer to finish over where Aidan is laid to rest. So we decided to go that way. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it kind of just escalated from there then, and you know, there's no messing with these lads. Like.
No, I can imagine.
Yeah.
I saw the map itself, and it is quite beautiful the way it is. So is it starting from Brúchan Bamas up to the grandmother's home and then around and then into...
Correct, yeah, that's the route. Yeah. So yeah, as you
can... You want to tell me? No, that's it. I suppose it's kind of... myself and Tom are both living in Ballingarry in Tipperary as well, so we would, the route kind of brings us close enough to Ballingarry, so we'll pass through there. And then if that Glenmore originally from Brúchan Bamas, that's Aidan's grandparents' house, into Ballingarry, and then make our way down towards Lixnaw and on to Ardfert. So that is the plan.
That's roughly how many kilometres?
We reckon it's 400 kilometres, give or take.
Give or take, 400. Yeah. We take a wrong turn, which we probably will, because Tom will lose his phone or something. And it will probably be 400, give or take. Probably a little bit extra, a little less.
How many hours is this going to take? Ooh. Have you considered this?
We don't do that, no. We don't consider hours at all. We just run, like to run. No, no.
Yeah. I suppose don't say too much now before I tell work. But yeah, I suppose we were just discussing it coming down there. So I suppose the idea is to do 100 kilometres a day. That is the idea at the moment. Now, if that drops to 70 or 80, so be it. So somewhere between 4 and 5, 5.5 days is what we're looking at doing it in.
How many kilometres have you run in a day? Like, what's the most you've done?
Well, I mean, I suppose the biggest event I've done, again, was only an attempt. It was an attempt at 600 kilometres and I managed 270. I'm kind of afraid to say that to Fozzie, but yeah, so 270 kilometres.
This would
be my biggest, but again, it'll be over the few days, so it's not all in one go, so mm-hmm. yeah, we'll be hoping we'll get there.
And I take it you've done a lot bigger challenges as well, Fozzy?
Look, we have done a couple of... I wouldn't say I've done more. I have never done anything like this challenge. It's a long way, I say, but it's a multi-day event, which is kind of a separate to kind of a a race, say, 200 or 300K from start to finish in one go. So multi-days are a little bit trickier, so I'm looking forward to that challenge. As I say, 100K day, like, you know, it's a long, long way.
We know about it.
Yeah, we know about it the second day when we wake up. But anyway,
What does it mean to you that the lads came to you and said, we want to do this?
Ah, look, it's spectacular, like, because, you know, I do like running. I do get a bit of a break from reality, as I said, with running. And when these lads came to me, and I know these lads, their challenges are nuts, like, so it was lovely that they wanted to do it and asked me to join them. I was delighted. And then to bring Aidan into it was spectacular as well, like, because, you know, it's just something that I can hang on to.
Well, you see, the thing is, nobody has a bad word to say about Fozzy, right, in running circles. And I suppose myself and Tom were running Elevation. The way our event works is you have an event in each province and there's an All-Ireland. And Fozzy was going to be an integral part of our Munster team when that was going ahead. And I suppose the first thing we decided, because it was very close to All-Ireland, is we can't go ahead and run this. You know, none of us could. It wasn't just me and Tom. It was everyone on the Munster team after hearing, I suppose, what happened to Fozzy's family. And then it was, look, the next step was just, you know, we get through this time, we postpone the thing, and then do we need to look at something where we're going to... and again, a lot of this as well, you know, is about, I suppose for me and Tom, it was about bringing Fozzy back into the fold as well, you know, and making sure that, you know, there was someone there in support to wrap around him, because it is a tough time. But I suppose it's no link to this where we're all going to be hurting at the end of it anyway. So, yeah. But, yeah.
I suppose it's hard to predict already, but, you know, when you do eventually do pass that finish line together as a team,
yeah,
that'll be amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, that'll be a moment we won't forget, like, and it won't be our last.
No.
Unless there's fighting.
Yeah. And that's a possibility too.
Yeah.
And that's okay too. But also very important to note is that you are raising money for Brúchan an Beannas in this challenge with an I Donate page. Now, I looked on it today. As you said, you only had about 2 days up. It had $8,000 almost raised, which is amazing.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. The running community especially are unbelievable, you know. We put up a target there, a generous target, we thought, of 10,000. And we're at 8,000 now. So for anyone thinking that's the target, tis 10 times that amount now, right, is the target. And we're going to push on every way we can. Because after chatting, I suppose, finding out Fozzy's story, we've spoken to 2 or 3 different people who have used Brúchan an Beannas over the last few years. Steve is the main man we've been dealing with down there. And from the few meetings we have with him, they get no fundraising whatsoever from the government. So every penny is a huge help to them. So we're not going to stop. And I suppose the main thing now is we're not going to have a target. We're going to push it as much as we possibly can.
Mm-hmm. And Fozzy, seeing already that people are donating, what does that mean to you?
Oh, sure, it's everything. Like, do you know, when you pick a place like that and you know they don't get funding, like, it's, as I said, I wouldn't wish anybody to use the facility, but to have it there is stunning. Like, and I really hope that we can go a step further than what we had achieved, what we had aimed for, and I mean push this to the limit, because the running community are just so connected. Family, friends, cousins, you know, everyone is connected. But like out there, like the throughout Ireland, the whole of Ireland, I think the running community is one, like, you know, and I said, as PJ said there now, like, let's just try to get this up as high as we can for them, you know, and give them something. No, something that'll mean a lot to people, because again, since I've been there, I also have talked to a few people who have used the facility that they didn't even know about till they had to use it, like, and it's shocking the amount of people that have to use it, unfortunately, but to have it there for them, it's a lot, like, you know, and I really hope people will keep sharing, liking our Instagram, our posts, and get their friends just to donate. Look, I know times are tough at the moment. A lot of expenses out there on people, and diesel prices are going up again. But
well, there's no diesel there now.
Well, there's no diesel now, so we might have to run to work.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, if people could just keep maybe tipping in, mentioning it to their friends and their friends, you know, throughout the whole Ireland, please God, we'll hit a target that'll be that'll be remembered, you know.
Well, ironically, I think the most amazing thing about Ireland is, you know, like you said, there is a lot of expenses, but everyone always wants to help out, no matter how many euros they have in their bank.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And what we found as well is, even outside of the money, people ringing to support us in different ways, hotels, physios, you know, food, everything, kind of people just laying on. And it's kind of, it's stuff that they're given that's not going to be seen because it's not up there, but everyone is going out of their way to help us as much as possible, and it's really appreciated.
So what's there to consider? So, you know, you think of runners, you think of shoes and socks and... You know, I'm trying not to be funny now, but underwear and all that, you have to be comfortable. So there's a lot of things to consider in that regards.
Yeah. Well, there is. You've got a crew. We have a camper van to run. Food. We have to take care of our crew as well. They have to be fed and places to stay.
Fresh water.
Fresh water. Oh, yeah, it's endless what you need, like, especially for us ourselves.
Yeah.
Do you know, like, yeah, but you've got to think about the crew as well, and then you've got to think about the families. Then they have to look down, you know, they'll be out supporting us as well. So, you know, yeah.
And the clothes is a big one, you don't think of it.
No,
but
I don't.
Yeah,
clothes,
you know, make sure you're comfortable as much as possible, and a lot of changes and stuff like that.
Do they say not to kind of get anything new beforehand because it makes you a bit uncomfortable or anything like that?
It's a saying, but I've never gone by it.
No, I've done a few foolish things and I've got away with it. So yeah. No, I suppose there's a bit of friction, right? New tops and shorts and stuff. Yeah. Maybe go for a little jog beforehand with the man. And
we're not great with the rules. We're not great that way. Yeah.
Break in the shorts and stuff.
Break in the shorts and a long run maybe.
So tell us what date you're starting.
Yeah, we're starting on the 9th of May. So Saturday, the 9th of May.
Okay.
We have to debate about the time yet.
Yeah.
But
early
anyway. And again, we have the whole week off the next week. So we do aim to finish Tuesday, Wednesday kind of. But look, if there's an injury or if we need a little bit of a break, we'll go an extra day or two if we have to.
Mm-hmm. Good thing you booked the week off work, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We definitely booked the week.
And tell me, Fozzie, you've obviously have done so many races. Was Aidan always there at the finish line for you?
He was there a lot when he was young. Yeah, I've some lovely pictures of him and Kelly and the other boys, Keenan finishing. But yeah, Aidan was, I suppose, his maiden voyage was Elevation, and he made me proud that day. It was great. I was delighted to have him, and he loved doing it. So we had great plans. Fortunately, but look, there was going to be more. Hopefully, but look, it was exciting to have him there. Do you know, have him on board?
And did he ever give you any words of encouragement?
Oh, he always gave me encouragement. Every time I saw him coming in when he was crewing, every time I see him, he gave me encouragement. Sure, you're a proud father when you see your son with you. Do you know? And you have to do it for him, like, so. You keep battling on when someone like that is with you. So.
And he'll be with you all those 400 kilometres.
Every bit of the way, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how was your wife?
Well, Tara's good, yeah. Tara's, you know, I suppose, what can she be? You know, she's strong, very strong. Yeah, she's probably doing better than me. But, she's wonderful. She's so good with the rest of the family and keeping us all together and getting through every day. Mm. I'm sure she's suffering too, but as I said, people are good to her as well, you know.
And what does she think of the challenge?
Normally you'd say no, I think we're nuts, but no, she knows us. She didn't realise there was two more people out like me out there.
Yeah.
The two boys, Tam and PJ there, but
she knows you're safe.
She knows I'm well safe with them two lads anyway, yeah. She'd been very good now and allowed the challenge to go ahead because you need the backing of family in every way, like you need them for the month two beforehand, the training, with the looking after you. She's always advising me on food and, you know, things I probably wouldn't do myself, you know, but she's brilliant. She won a million, like, and hopefully she'll be on board with, she will be on board with us out there as well, with the boys and Kelly. They'll meet us out en route and give us a bit of encouragement when we're feeling a bit down, you know.
Okay. And if there's anything anyone can do for ye now over the next while, what can they do?
I suppose we're going to be out on the road. We're going to be passing through villages and stuff like that. There's going to be buckets out there. There's going to be all these different bits and pieces going. As we discussed there, water, clothing, anything at all that can help us on route would be great. But the most important thing here with all this is Brúchan Bamhas. And as much as we possibly can, I know times are tough, but you know, reach as deep as you can, and we'll donate. It's not something we do very often, charity things. I think the last time I did one was 4 or 5 years ago. So when we do one, we want to get as much as we can for them. They deserve it. So that's all we're asking for.
And yeah, you're putting your whole heart into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have a lot. Like, people are reaching out. Like, you know, the likes of Titan Sports there. Ken from Titan Sports has been brilliant now. He's getting some lovely T-shirts designed, you know, and people like that are all great to help us. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're brilliant.
So PJ, if people want to follow along the journey, you're on Instagram, so tell us where people can find you.
Yeah, so again, I suppose through our own page is Helivation, but then so you'll find all the links on there. But then the one we really want people to follow and support and share as much as possible is Aidan's Final Journey Forever 19. So you'll get that on Instagram or any of the socials, and the I Donate will be on there as well. So like everything else, just share it as much as you possibly can and donate on the I Donate as well.
Thank you both for coming in and talking about it. Fozzie, I can totally understand it's not easy, but you should be very proud of yourself, and I'm sure that Aidan is going to be with you every step of the way.
Oh yeah, and I'll carry him with me anyway.
And what is, like, how amazing is it to have such great friends?
Oh, brilliant. Yeah, these two boys, we're going to have some fun.
I'll ask you that so at the finish line.
Yeah, you're more than welcome.
Thank you so much.
That's great. Thank you.
Thanks a minute.